Welcome to the Flashmasters podcast. Flashmasters recognises and celebrates the best flash photography in the world through education, awards and community. To find out more and to join the Flashmasters community, visit flashmasters.co. Here are your hosts, Helen Williams and Neil Redfern.
Hi everybody, hope you're well. Welcome to episode 57 of the Flashmasters podcast with me, Neil Redfern.
And me, Helen Williams.
And it's been a crazy, crazy busy week for us, especially for you, Helen. You've done all sorts this week, haven't you? We've both been on the other side of the camera. We'll talk about that in a second. For the first time ever.
Yeah.
We'll talk about our experiences doing that. But also, congratulations to you because you did two talks at Nine Dot. Straight away, how do you feel after doing those?
Oh, very relieved. Yeah, I was absolutely just high. It was such an incredible buzz. But I will admit that buzz and that high that I had after doing the talks and whilst giving them wasn't quite the same experience in the lead up to it. As a first time speaker, there was a lot of nerves. Yeah, that certainly had a very roller coaster ride of emotions.
So I think this episode will probably be based around our and especially your experience at this year's Nine Dot. So for those that may be listening who aren't aware of Nine Dots, do you want to give a little bit of an intro to the gathering?
Yes, well, in terms of the gathering, which a lot of people know Nine Dots for, they don't like to say it's a conference. They say it's a gathering where lots of photographers from all over the world come together for 2 days. And we basically listen to lots of inspirational speakers, keynotes. There's some live shooting and, most importantly,
party.
There's a good old party.
Yeah, Nine Dots has been going now since 2015. I went to the first one and it was incredible and actually changed the way that I run my business for a number of reasons. And it's been a bit of a staple of the UK wedding photography industry calendar, if that makes sense.
I'd say so.
Since 2015, they always have this big gathering, as they call it, as Helen says, at the end of the year in November. And it's a huge celebration, I guess, of wedding photography and a great, incredible party as well, run by our friends Rahul Kona and Andy Gaines, and it's fantastic, isn't it? I had the pleasure of speaking there 2 years ago, I think, and I loved it, and I was so excited when they invited you to speak this year, because I knew that even though you'd be nervous in the lead up to it, because it is nerve-wracking, because there's, I think, 100 photographers attend, and those photographers, I always feel, are a good level. They don't tend to be newbies. Oh, it doesn't feel that way anyway. They all seem to be proficient, you know, very good, most full-time, experienced wedding photographers across the full gamut of wedding photography as well.
Yes.
So you're not just talking to your tribe, are you, in terms of flash? You're talking to natural light shooters, hardcore documentary shooters, which makes it, it's good, but it also makes it, I suppose, a little bit more nerve-wracking. I remember when I spoke there and I was shooting through tinfoil thinking, what are some of the people in this room thinking? But everyone's very respectful of whatever we all do. Everyone respects different styles and everything. And I knew it'd be the same for you, but I knew, knowing you, that you'd be nervous. So yeah, I was so pleased when you asked, how did you feel when you got that email? I don't know if it was from Rahul or Andy.
I honestly thought it was a joke. I couldn't believe it, but I was going to reply. I remember telling you, and I was like, oh my God, to be fair, this was my dream. And after my first time, I went to my first gathering in 2018, I think, or 2019. But after I went there, I said to myself, I didn't put it out to anyone else. It was because it just sounds a bit ridiculous. But in my head, I was like, I want to speak at Nine Dots. Seeing the speakers on the stage, the way that they always finish Nine Dots with the speakers running down the middle, giving high fives. So many different moments during that gathering that are just highly emotive and inspirational. And after the first time I went, I was like, I want to do that. But never, ever, ever thought that I would get that opportunity. So when I got that email, first of all, I thought it was a joke. But I remember going to reply to Rahul and I was going to say how much I thought, are you sure? Are you winding me up? Who's
do you,
paying
do you? Know, do you know what you're going to get if you ask me?
Do you really want this? And I remember you going, no, Helen, you reply you own it. Yes, I would love to speak there. So I did that and pretended that I was feeling, very confident about my ability to do this. And internally, I wasn't feeling quite so confident. But But I think I nailed it. But we won't go into too much of that now.
No. So we'll talk about the whole of the Nine Dots Week. And again, I just want to give a big shout out to the Gathering as an event. If you haven't been, I often get asked, oh, would you recommend me going to Nine Dots? And I always think, go at least once, at least to get the vibe, because it's completely different to anything that I know of anyway. Certainly it's different to anything else in the UK. The UK, when I first started, you know, back in the olden days, was ruled by very old-fashioned, or certainly perceived as being old-fashioned organisations, you know, full of older people, usually older men, you know, doing critiques about the hardcore fundamentals of photography, and it was all very stuffy. Whereas when Nine Dots came along, they completely changed the game in that sense. They're that the cool club, cool, young, really, you know, really energetic, dynamic, and just change the industry much for the better. So I would always recommend that people go, even if it's not for the talks, dare I say, if we're being honest, it's certainly worth it I know they don't like the word networking, but the socializing,
yes,
speaking to other photographers, just being in a room full of like-minded people for a couple of days is amazing. And you'll get so much from it, I think, just as much from the socializing, potentially even more, I guess, than you do even from listening to the amazing talks. So it's a really good experience. It's very hard to describe to people who haven't been, because it's quite all-encompassing, but I would definitely recommend it if you haven't been and you're on the fence. Give it a go, because I'm sure you'll really love it.
Yeah, it's definitely, once put in your diary, and an amazing experience.
Yeah, definitely. So our experience was a bit longer, actually, because Nine Dots itself was 2 days,
yes,
Tuesday and Wednesday. But we, because of our amazing ambassadors, the relationship we built over the past year, our experience was a bit longer, wasn't it? Because we were so excited. We finally got a chance to meet in person, Jessie and Moira LaPlante.
Oh, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
They say, like, don't meet your heroes, but they couldn't have been nicer, could they?
No.
Imagine if they were horrible. Weird and awkward that would have been.
Yeah, well, it could have been really awkward.
We should have pretended that they were. But no, they're the nicest people ever. What did they ask us to do?
When this request came through, my immediate response was, you're going to need a bleep on this. No. No, 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 no. But
well,
yeah, they did
support England in the World Cup.
But yeah, that would also be a big no. No, they asked us to be their models.
Yeah. God, they like to make life hard for themselves. We've never done this before. And it was like, oh no, but it's Jessie Moore. Of course, we're never going to say no. But also, oh no.
Literally, I'd rather do so many other things. I was terrified.
I will say, it's a great experience, and one that we should have tried to maybe do beforehand, because you learn an awful lot being on the other side of the camera. Being in the place of our couples gives you a whole different insight into the whole process,
yes,
of picture taking. And I learned a lot, I personally feel, from the experience. So anyway, to go back. So Jessie and Moira had been in the UK for a week or a few days beforehand, anyway, touring Scotland.
Yep.
Drinking whiskey for a week. And then we met them on the Saturday night, which was really lovely. We went out, and it was an extra bonus, not just Jessie and Moira, but also Jason Vinson, who was, again, another of the speakers at Nine Dots. And basically, Jessie and Moira and Jason were running a workshop on the Sunday before Nine Dots, and that's where they'd asked Helen and I to model. So they very kindly invited us out on the Saturday before just to meet up for a drink. And that was really nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was just crazy because we've
spoken. Walking through that red light district to the to the venue.
Yeah, it was certainly interesting. But yeah, it was fantastic to meet people sort of online. And we've been chatting since obviously we started Flashmasters. And before Flashmasters, you know, we'd never had any contact with Jessie and Moira at all.
No, just followed them from afar.
Yeah, so to meet them in person was absolutely incredible. I kind of miss them.
Oh, yeah, I will say it's very cheesy, but I do feel like we'd be really good friends if we actually lived, like, you know, nearby.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they were lovely, as was Jason. It was really, and I always feel a bit intimidated as well, meeting Americans, because I know I've said this to them,
yeah.
But when we were sat with them, like, speaking to three Americans, I feel to think Americans are just cool. It's like, they just sound cool. They sound better than we do. Sound like, it's like, oh, like, I wish I could be more like that. Which I do think is intimidating.
Yeah, and then Jason arrives and he's, you know, this really tall guy with a really deep voice, and he just sounds extra cool.
Exactly.
Plus he's Jason Vinson. So to be honest, I was quite nervous there.
I never thought that me and Jason would bond over chess.
Oh, Yeah, that
chess
was...
Jason is a huge chess fan.
Yes.
Amazing.
I was like, watch out, Jason. Neil was the captain of his school chess team.
I was captain of a sports team. That's all we need to know. I was a captain of a sports team.
Chess is not a sport.
Sports team.
No.
But yeah, anyway, so we went out with them on Saturday night. That was really lovely. We stayed over with them. Really, really nice. But then Sunday, you weren't great in the morning, were you?
Oh.
So it's fair to say. I mean, I wasn't. I was really nervous as well, not looking forward to it. But I think it was one of those examples where somebody dips, the other person sort of just goes into, oh, it'll be all right mode.
Yeah.
And I think you, fair to say, dipped a little bit.
I was terrified. Honestly, we were here in Leeds in the UK. It is not hot. It's not hot weather at the moment. But I will admit, like, I was sweating a lot. Like, the back of my hair was wet and it wasn't even hot. I was that nervous. And I was pretty much crying in the car on the way to the venue because I was scared.
I haven't seen you like that really before.
I was terrified. Yeah. There's been a lot of times where I've been so far out of my comfort zone over the last week.
Yeah, and this is good. Being out of your comfort zone is when you learn. You don't learn from staying safe. So that's just one thing in general, which is, and that's why this was a good experience, because neither of us, I think it's fair to say, were looking forward to it.
Nope.
I was definitely looking forward to seeing the three of them work.
Oh, yeah, for the nosy like thing. Well,
that's a great thing. You sort of can do that as the models, but not as much as I would have liked, because obviously we're concentrating on trying to give them that what they want in terms of posing and everything.
And looking love.
Exactly. But I was really looking forward to seeing them work, and that was fascinating. But I, like you, wasn't looking forward to the other side. So that's just a little bit of context. When we arrived, Jesse, Moira and Jason were holding their workshop in a bar in Leeds, and they had hired out like the basement area. So this was a room, relatively small, I would say. There's probably, I don't know, 10, 12 people in the workshop in quite a small space, dark wood panelled with a central like metal staircase going up to the top level, but no windows at all. So no natural light, and it was cramped. There was lots of tables and chairs and obviously a lot of bodies in there as well watching. I remember when we walked in saying to you, like, what would you do in here? And there was a few things we thought, oh, maybe that, maybe that. And I thought, oh, I'd probably do that. And what I thought was so useful and so interesting to see is that neither Jesse or Moira or Jason did anything that I would have done in a very small space. I thought I'd seen the things that the only things you could really do, and they each shot completely differently, and that was really amazing to see. And it really shows how we are all so individual in our styles and our vision.
Yeah, it's definitely got us sort of scratching our heads and thinking more about like how much there is to learn by putting different photographers in the same space and just go shoot what you would shoot, and just to see how all our minds think differently.
Yeah,
it was so interesting. And I will say, given how terrified, literally crying in the car, profusely sweating, it was not a nice experience. I think it was pretty much a borderline panic attack. They made me feel so comfortable instantly. All three of them were just absolute pleasures to work with.
That's the skill of the photographer as well, because one of the things that I think I've taken away, in fact, what would you sort of say that you've learned from the experience of being on the other side of the camera?
More than being on the other side, I will say I've learned a little bit more about the delivery or seeing the images. Mm-hmm. Can I talk about that instead?
That's a big one. Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, because obviously we are photographers. Most of us who do flash, we choose it, you know, for creative reasons as well as to obviously bring good light to a scene where there isn't good light. But obviously we can get so wrapped up in being extra clever, being extra cool, or, you know, chasing the epic and wanting, you know, those epic photos. And boy, have we got some. And to be fair, I love the epic photos. But the ones that really made me go, oh, are from a, you know, someone who's in love. From my perspective, the things that like, the ones that spoke to me the most were the ones where we were laughing and giggling and not necessarily the most technically wow images. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. There's a place for both and I appreciate both and I've definitely shared both and I think both kinds will be printed on our walls somewhere.
Oh, without a doubt.
But it was interesting just to see those images back from a couple's point of view and just how emotionally the connection that I felt with the images where we were just having, you know, a good laugh, how they spoke to my heart just a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And I was very similar. It's like, doesn't matter what the photograph looks like, you're looking at those few pixels that contain faces, basically.
Yeah.
And then maybe making your decision about whether you like that photograph on 1% of the photograph rather than the whole lot.
Yeah.
But then if you like that 1% and then the other half is like incredible, it all just comes together. But you need to get that moment is what you're saying, I think.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we talk about that with Flashmasters Awards. So we set up and we try to shoot the epic. And sometimes those who don't reach getting that award is often because that moment is missing. But I think, yeah, being on the other side of the camera, those where the moments were like really obvious and present were the ones that really punched me and like, oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I agree. And I think for me, what I realised was I felt I needed a lot of, not reassurance as such, but communication.
Yes.
When posing. Like when we're in that position with having our photograph taken, I wanted to know from everyone, like, is this all right? Is this okay? And oftentimes, yeah, I'm sure it actually was, but I like to be told, I didn't realise this beforehand, like, oh no, this is really good. And then when the photographer takes a picture, I'm really hoping that I then hear someone say, oh, that's really good. Or could if it was like, there we go. And then it was silent. Like, oh, no. And so it's like,
yeah,
it's the importance, I think, what I've taken away is of the constant reassurance to our couples or whoever you're shooting of, oh, she's amazing. Or, oh, wow. Oh, wait till you see this. And it just builds you up a little,
yeah,
bit. So, yeah, that's what I took. And thankfully, I mean, we were very, very lucky. We were being photographed here by three of the best photographers in the world. So
very lucky,
yeah,
indeed.
And the photographs are insanely good. We're extremely, extremely lucky. And we can't thank Jesse Murrah and Jason enough because the images that they produce are stunning in every way. And finally, we can have pictures upon our walls.
Yes, that aren't just random selfies that we've taken.
We've now got to be not that couple that's chasers. When it comes to
can we just have this in high res? Or I can't wait to see the, yeah, rest. Love the sneak peek.
But no, that they're all amazing. And I will say, like, I wasn't as familiar with Jason's work, but one of the shots that he took in particular, I was like gobsmacked by, which was where he was doing a shutter drag shot in the rain outside with some streetlights around. And it was just insanely amazing.
It was so cool.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get that one printed.
Yeah, I don't even know how I've not thought of that. Or lots of us use shutter drag when on the dance floor, but I've never considered using it whilst shooting couples' portraits.
Yeah, I definitely want to do it, try it. And if I ever put it anywhere, if I ever do a video on it, it will always be the Vincent, I think. Because
yes,
I'd never seen it done before, seeing Jason do it. And I just loved it. It was incredible. And yeah, huge thank you. And ironically, I'll say on the flip side, when it comes to Jesse Murrah's pictures, I think my favourite is one that is very quite simple.
Yes.
Which again, which is yours out of interest? And these are on, or I'm sure, if you look at Jesse Murrah's and Jason's feeds, you'll see these photos.
Yeah, I think Jesse Murrah's posted them in the Flashmasters members group as well, for those who are Flashmasters members. I really, really just love, and this is going to be funny, because out of all of them, it's the one I've got a bit of a chin on, which being a typical woman or bride. Yeah, I am absolutely weeing myself laughing. And you can see your sort of proper chuckling in my ear. I remember like Moira giving us a prompt. I kind of remember what you said. But yeah, we're proper cracking up laughing. And I think, oh, that's just us.
Yeah, I love that one as well. It's very, very genuine. And my other favourite, I mean, it's hard to choose because they're all stunning.
Yeah.
But it's where we just sat on the floor and Jesse was shooting through leaves, where he's broken like every rule in the book, really, in terms, yep, of composition. We are so much at the top of the frame that we're almost cropped out and we're tiny in the frame. But I love it. And the lighting's amazing. When he was taking that shot, I didn't think he was taking that composition. And I was thinking, oh, I think he's what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. But it was completely different. And I love it. And it's relatively simple, but simple done so well.
Yeah,
that it's stunning to have our first experience with Jason Vincent and Jesse Murrah LaPlante is insane, and we can't thank them enough. Yeah, and I do feel like when we left there, I'm not going to say we're going to enjoy having our photograph taken, but I do think it gave us a new level of not confidence, but like we wouldn't feel that way again.
Yes,
and a lot of that goes down to how well Jesse and Moira and Jason, I think, communicated with us, made us feel at ease. And also, it definitely helps that we know that because these are three of the best in the world,
yeah,
they are just make sure we do our role because these are going to be epic. It's not like we're,
yeah,
thinking, oh, well, this is not going to look very good. We know it's going to look good.
Yeah.
So we just need to try and do our part.
Yeah, that was something that sort of spurred me on in terms of my general negativity or lack of self-confidence the entire time. being in front of the camera, but trusting the photographers who are photographing you really sort of helped and supported me. And you know, there were certain times that, you know, Jason was like, quick, it's raining.
Oh, that was another lesson. Another lesson for everyone. We knew that Jason wanted to do this shot in the rain of us. And again, what he did there was amazing because he took like three or four different styles of images without moving us and without him really moving, just through three or four different techniques. I won't explain what they all are, so I don't want to give away all Jason's tricks, but it was like, that's very, very fucking clever. Anyway, but we knew that he wanted this shot of us in the rain. Then he'd obviously gone out to check. He then came in and said, right, go, 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 it's raining. And I think both of us fed off that enthusiasm.
Yes.
Like, oh, wow, and that excitement that Jason was giving off. And again, it's another little lesson. You know, if we've got a couple and we're there, oh, it's raining, I want to get them out. Or don't go up to them and say, oh, can I ask a really cheeky favour? Would you mind maybe coming out for photograph in the rain? Just go, my God, guys, it's raining. This is going to be incredible. You've got to go now. I can't wait for this. Because that changes how we feel as well.
Oh, we were practically sprinting. It was like, quick, let's get out. We loved it. And obviously, as photographers, we kind of knew that he was going to do something epic and it would be worth it. But yeah, we definitely fed off his enthusiasm there. So I think that's quite important too.
Yeah, and then the other, just another last little thing that I've learned, when it's more for Moira and Jesse, how well they work as a team.
Yeah.
Because communication is so important in portraits. You know, a lot of the shots with Jesse and Moira, the reason that we love them, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, compositions are epic. They're beautiful. They're all going on the wall. But it's how much we're laughing and interacting with each other. And that is more down to Jesse's taking the shot, doing the composition, but Moira's doing the lighting and the communicating with us. And it's almost like we're in like a special movie if it was wrestling, and she knows when Jesse wants us to laugh and all that sort of thing. And we're more or less just interacting with Moira whilst Jesse's in the background. And you forget you even have your photograph taken sometimes because you're just thinking about what Moira's saying.
Yeah, they're random dad jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Nuts and bolts. But it really made me realise how important that is. The whole communication, the interaction with your couple, making them feel at ease.
Yes.
Because you forget that you're posing.
So many golden, golden nuggets taken from an experience that I was absolutely dreading. And like I said, we have more than just our random selfies now. We're going to be able to decorate the house with photos of ourselves and look like we love ourselves very much.
And one last thing, I just thought of this now. I don't know how many shots we'll end up getting from Jason and Jesse and Moira. Whatever it is, we're extremely grateful.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need to have too many either.
No.
I would much prefer to have, say, three or four from each of them and love those three or four than think, oh, no, where are the rest? I want 20, I want 30. It really it's not a numbers game.
That's very good
But I think sometimes on a wedding day, we feel like we've not got enough.
Yeah.
But it's better sometimes, I think, just to think, right, I know what this couple are like. I know that they're booking me for my images. I know that they trust in what I do. I'd better just spending a little bit longer getting two or three shots that I'm really, really happy with and perfecting than I am running around, right, all the time trying to get 10. Just another little thing I remember thinking, because when I look back at those, I'm immediately thinking, which one's going to be printing? The others, it doesn't really matter so much. We want the ones on the wall, and they're the ones that we're going to be looking at.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're needing loads. So again, just something else to maybe think about.
Yeah, it's certainly got our brains sort of whirring and the cogs turning, hasn't it? It's been an incredible learning experience. And yeah, I'd really quite like to maybe do their workshop from the other side and actually attend.
Oh, I would definitely
attend.
Do it. Yeah, if they ever come back, or maybe we could go there, who knows?
Yeah, let's go to America and let's do Jesse and Moira's and Jason's workshop over there.
Yeah.
But Christian.
I mean, it makes you real. Again, if you're listening to this, if you haven't done this workshop, I will say in the US, Christian Cardona's added on, which just makes it... I can't even get my head around how amazing that is as a workshop trio. But the passion that Jason, Moira and Jesse showed as well, because that workshop ran, I think I dropped them off in the morning, then came back. I think I dropped them off at like 9. And I think the workshop finished, what was it, 9 p.m.?
I think it might have been 10.
10? Either way, I mean, wow, the value that you would have got if you went on that workshop was incredible. I mean, incredible. 12 hours, we're guessing, of three of the best photographers in the world being an open book. So if you are ever on the fence or you ever get the chance to go on a workshop, either Moira and Jesse together or Jason on his own or the three of them plus Christian, just go. Don't think about it. Go. Because trust us, they give you everything. And it's testament to their passion for education, they could have left 4 or 5 hours earlier. No one would have complained. No one would have even probably even given it a second thought. But they didn't. They stayed until they'd given everything they wanted to, which again is testament to their passion to helping other photographers.
Yeah, I think they literally went until the venue were like, you need to leave.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, it's amazing. The other thing which happened, I can't remember at what point it came up in conversation during the workshop, but somebody was asking Jason a question and Jason's response was, I'll tell you tomorrow at 9 Dots. And then the reply back was, no, 9 Dots isn't tomorrow. 9 Dots is Tuesday, Wednesday, not Monday and Tuesday. He went, looks like I've got a free day tomorrow then. And then half an hour later, Jason comes up to us both and says, well, it looks like I'm free tomorrow. Would you like to do a shoot tomorrow? I had plans, but immediately said yes.
Yeah.
Because how often are we going to get a chance to have Jason Vincent take our portraits twice? So we did that, and that was an experience. I'll let you explain what happened there.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, I don't think... Well, at that point, everyone's just so busy. You know, I was trying to prep for 9 Dots. Obviously, Jason was very busy with travelling and teaching a workshop and doing 9 Dots. And the 9 Dots, he did not one, but 2 different sort of slots. So I don't think any of us had even looked at what the weather might be or what we were going to do. So, of course, as soon as he asked, we were like, yes, let's do it. And obviously, we then got ready on the day. And then we said, oh, that's what we're going to give a shout out to your mum and your auntie. So we told your mum, oh, we're shooting with Jason. We're planning to go to X
location. Rocks.
Birram Rocks.
Anybody
yes.
listening in the UK, if you ever want to go somewhere that's really spectacular scenery wise in North Yorkshire, there's a place called Brimham Rocks, Brimham Rocks. Just Google it. It's amazing. And that's where I wanted us to go.
Yeah. So we spoke to your mum and caught up overnight, said, this is where we're going. And I'm very grateful, actually. Your mum then spoke to your auntie.
It went around the family.
It went around the family. They were models,
yeah,
professional models now.
The grapevine was hot.
Yes. Professional models for these world famous photographers. And then thankfully, or randomly, your auntie Googled it and was like, they've closed it today. There's a storm coming.
It was terrible weather.
And none of us were really expecting this storm, or in the morning, it was bright sunshine. So yeah, thankfully we found out through the great family of Neil's family that the place we were meant to shoot was going to be closed.
That's a shame.
Because it was a National Trust property, the car park would be shut, etc. It was like closed to the public. So then we started Googling, found somewhere else, picked up Jason, and literally about 10 minutes before we arrived, the rain started. And it like the rain,
we
the
went
wind.
To a place called Cowan Calf, which is actually a real place. It sounds like some sort of pub or something. But up on the wild and windy moors.
Yes, they're wild and windy every day, let alone... Was this Storm
Wuthering
Debbie
Heights
or...?
Should have been played in the background.
Yeah.
Debbie, I think. Was it Debbie or Demi?
Debbie. Debbie? I don't know.
Her name was Deborah. Deborah.
Is that a song?
Yes. Yeah, so, at this point, actually, we should jump in and say a big hello, hopefully she's listening, to our new friend, a new Flashmasters member, and your partner in crime.
Oh, so many ways.
To Natalie.
Natalie Martin, welcome to Flashmasters, and thank you for all of your help and encouragement to get very drunk later on. Anyway.
I don't know who was the bad influence out of you two.
Oh my, I think we're as bad as each other.
So Natalie was attendee at Jesse Moore and Jason's workshop, and we got chatting to her. And then when Jason was saying to us, oh, would you like to do a shoot tomorrow? I think Natalie heard that and said, oh, can I come along? I was like, yeah, of course. So there was 4 of us went to this on this stupidly crazy expedition up into the hills when this storm was going on. I'm just so grateful that Natalie was there because, wow, we needed her help.
We really did.
And hats off to you as well. Hats off to all of you, actually. I had the easiest job of all. But like Jason for getting up there, because when we say windy, it was dangerously windy. Say another place nearby had been closed off because it was seen as being too dangerous.
I think this would have been closed off, except it wasn't privately owned to actually close. It's just a drive up and get on the rocks.
Yeah, so we went up to these rocks. Jason's there getting all his equipment out, thinking, oh, this is wild. Hats off to you, Helen, because especially bearing in mind that you were nervous about modelling the day before, you got into a flying dress. Near naked, on the top of a hill, nearly putting your life at risk by standing on the very slippy rock. And thank you to Natalie for helping you get into that red dress, because I wouldn't know how you get into that dress or anything.
No, I didn't know either. That was one of the great... I love just doing harebrained silly things. Things you look back on and go, well, that was fun, or I'm glad I didn't die. And I think that can go on to my... That was fun and glad I didn't die list. Yeah, after we'd done a few of our couple shots, etc., Jason had mentioned the day before, oh, have you got a floaty dress? And I was like, you could tell that we are not friends because I literally live in my pyjamas and gym gear. I'm not someone who's got floaty dresses in my wardrobe. But then I remembered that last year, Neil, off a recommendation from one of our ambassadors, Ellie Bugueno Chico, bought some flying dresses from America and had them shipped over. I was like, oh, I don't have a floaty dress. I have a flying dress. And Jason was like, yes, bring it. So we finished our little couple shoot and he got what he wanted. And he's like, right, do you want to put on the flying dress? And of course, that was interesting because we're next to like quite a busy road. There was nowhere for me to get changed. We're literally in the middle of a proper storm. And at this point, we're talking like sideways sleet. It wasn't even rain, it was sleet.
We do have video of this, which I will post. When this podcast comes out, I'll post it in the Flashmasters members group, then show you the images, but also the behind the scenes. And you'll see how crazy this wind was. Again, remember, this isn't exaggerating. Places nearby were being closed off. You couldn't go to them because they were deemed to be too dangerous. And we just so happened to find this, like you say, there was no car park, so we could just get to it.
Yeah, so we decided to stand on the edge of a cliff and basically strap me into a parachute.
Yeah, as you do.
And basically, pretty much getting naked on the side of the moors next to the road with my boobs hanging out. So yeah, that was good fun, but I survived. But that dress was absolutely wild. And without Natalie, who was walking up and down the rocks, she was grabbing onto the
hardcore
dress. She was helping me up and down. So she helped get me in my dress. And then for certain images, was holding on to the dress whilst it was obviously flapping around like an absolute like sail off the back of me. I don't think it'd be possible without her.
No, it wouldn't have been. It definitely wouldn't have been. And then to think, what, 8 hours later, you're both sat in a McDonald's doorway, drunk, eating a burger.
Yeah, whilst the rain was bouncing friendship around blossoms. Us again. Yeah, honestly, I never met Natalie until the day before.
Oh, she was lovely.
And as soon as we finished the shoot, there was a pub nearby. So we went straight to the pub to have a drink to warm up. And Neil sat there opposite Natalie and going, I know what Helen's like when she's left unaccompanied with alcohol.
Say, because this was the day I was going to be there, but a few hours later, Jason, Natalie and Helen were all going to go to the pre-registration or the registration night for Nine Dots, which is basically, again, another get-together drunk night.
Yes.
So I was just thinking, please just like keep an eye on Helen because left her own devices. She's been known to have more than one Prosecco at a time.
We were buying it by the bottle, baby.
And Natalie was just as bad as you.
She was, actually, yeah. So Neil was like, just make sure Helen gets home, okay? Keep an eye on Helen. She did. Like I said, we stuck together and we walked to McDonald's and we were sat outside, literally in a doorway, eating our McDonald's with the rain bouncing down and then it stopped. But we stayed in different hotels. So yeah, she did offer to walk me back to my hotel. But I was like, if yours is there, I'm then going to feel bad that you've got to walk back on your own. So we'll leave it here, say goodnight, and I'll get back to my hotel.
And then forgot.
And then I just got lost.
Before we move on, I want to say a hello to Natalie's dad.
Oh,
which I remember in the car.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't know his name. But Natalie was saying, and this made me feel very old, that when she was starting out, her dad used to watch my YouTube channel or something like that.
Yes.
Or followed me or something. So hello, Natalie's dad.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Martin.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That might not be his name, actually.
No, maybe not.
Hello, Natalie's dad.
Yes. Big shout out to him. It did make me giggle because she was like, when I started into photography, he was trying to find like young, trendy photographers for me to follow.
Never say trendy.
But that was quite some time ago, so you're not quite so young
or
trendy.
Back in the olden
days.
Again, yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was our modelling experience at Nine Dots. So huge thank you again to Jesse and Moira and to Jason. We loved the experience and we are so proud and honoured to have had our photograph taken by the three of you, who we honestly see to be the best in the world, and it's an amazing experience and we're very, very grateful.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've now knocked your mum, Jackie Redfern, off the top of our list of our top photographers.
I know.
Because until now, it's literally selfies and photos when your mum goes, stand together, and then you do a proper Chandler Bing smile.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry, Jackie.
So, fast forwarding on, we now come to Nine Dots itself and Miss Helen Williams is speaking.
Oof.
How did you feel in the lead up to your talk?
Well, my talk was on the second day of Nine Dots, and I will say the day one was an absolute roller coaster of emotions. To be there, honestly, you know, there's not actually a stage, but you know, you're up the front. To be somewhere that you've wanted to be for a good number of years, where so many incredible photographers are speaking this year, so many incredible speakers have been before. to be included into the list of Nine Dot speakers was just completely overwhelming. So on the first day, to have the likes of Fabio Morello, who's previously won Fearless Photographer of the Year, to have Liam and Dom Shaw, who we absolutely love from York Place Studios there. They've just released a book, which is absolutely amazing. But yeah, so many of my heroes, Jesse and Moira, Jason, it was like, these photographers are insane. So yeah, that first day, watching them all do their thing, I was a wreck, if I'm honest. I hated the first day of Nine Dots, and the urge to run away and literally change my name or just flee the country was very, very high. However, I will say, kind of like when I was skydiving or all the other times when you were pushed so far out of your comfort zone and the terror that you feel before it, when the morning came, or as soon as I arrived at the venue, we were at Northern Monk in Leeds, which is a brewery, but as soon as I got there, it kind of went away.
I will say, when I arrived on the Wednesday morning, the morning of your talk, to help you, I was expecting you to be much more nervous than you were. You seem to have your game face on almost. Yeah. Maybe a bit like when you go and shoot a wedding sometimes. You know, we all will go to a wedding feeling a bit of nerves. And as soon as you get your camera out, it sort of goes away. It felt a bit like that for you.
Yeah, as soon as I got there, I was still quite nervous. I was still really lucky that when I walked in, the people who greeted me first were photographers I've known for a long time who were, everyone there is so lovely and supportive. But yeah, as soon as I walked back through the doors, I felt a bit better. And then I will say, as soon as I put on my camera belt, so my spider harness, I think it is.
That's like your uniform.
Yeah, as soon as I put that belt
on. It's like Clark Kent taking off his glasses and putting on his cape.
Yeah, and then click, click, and I put my cameras on my hips. It was like, oh, well, I'm photographer me now. Or
and you had a headset on.
Oh, yes, and Britney.
Yeah, exactly. I think that makes you feel the part.
Oh, yeah. The moment they put that mic that comes round in front of your face, like Madonna, Britney style, I was like, this is so cool. And I thought that I looked really cool. And then I got loads of like photos and videos back from everyone. And the headset went sort of like, it clipped sort of just in front of your ears and went around the back of your head. And it pushed my hair either side of my ears. So for all the footage of like one of the greatest moments of my career, I have like pixie ears coming out of my hair.
Generative Phil.
Yeah, I don't know whether they can do that on video, but yeah.
Oh, no, not video.
I thought I looked, you know, like, cool. I was feeling confident. Like I said, I don't know where it came from. Literally, I don't know. The adrenaline kicked in or the moment arrived.
It's fight or flight. You got no option but to deliver.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I can't stand there looking nervous. Everyone else who's spoken before me has absolutely smashed it. So there's no point me trying to, you know, I have got to look like I own this place and like I deserve my spot on the stage. Despite how much in my head they were saying, Helen, like, you're a no one. You know, we've got Fearless Photographers of the Year here. We've got like mega stars. You know how I struggle with the imposter syndrome and the negative beliefs. So they were there. But I don't know how, like I said, the moment I strapped my belt on and put my cameras on, it was go time. Just something switched. And I thought, no, I need to look like, you know, people are here. They might not be here exactly to see me, but this is my opportunity to show what
Excellent.
I do. And I will say, as soon as that happened, the nerves were gone. And yeah, I really, really, really enjoyed it.
So for those that aren't aware, what were you actually doing there? What was your talk about?
I was live shooting. It did have a little bit of a presentation at the start, but I was showing how I like family formals at weddings and showed three different types. So I showed how I'd set up bounce flash in backlit conditions. Mm-hmm. From there, we went on to direct flash. And then I showed how I do a composite. And I will say that the feedback has been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, honestly, I've said it at the time, you did really, really well. I was very impressed. I was nervous for you, thinking, oh, I just hope that like I knew that if the first two or three minutes went well, you'd do fine, you'd enjoy it. And I do mean you actually enjoy it, but it needs that first two or three minutes just to go okay. And that might not even mean you do anything wrong. It could be the equipment failing, it could be the projector not working, whatever it would be, it could be anything that throws you. I thought, oh, just get through the first two or three minutes, which you did, and then you were flying. And you could tell that like you were enjoying it. And then at that point, I knew you'd be fine. Because you were making jokes, you had everybody laughing, like you were running around, like there's a lot of energy because you're doing a live shoot. I think that really helps. You know, you're not just staying static, you're running around, moving your lights down, setting things up, grabbing people out of the audience to be in your groups, making jokes to them. It was really, really good. You were a natural. And I think you got the balance right between educating, you know, you're delivering good content, giving good information, but also in a very entertaining way.
Thank you.
What I enjoyed the most was, for those that aren't aware, Helen did 2 half-hour talks. So it's not a long time at all.
No.
You can barely breathe in order to fit everything in. And Jason Vinton was doing the other one. So then each of the groups swapped over, say 50 photographers each time. Then for the second one, my job was supposed to be that, to keep time. And because I knew, and it also helped, I was speaking to Dom outside, but because I knew that you were so comfortable, I then forgot to even set the timer going, because I thought, really, you're fine now. Yeah, you did a really, really good job. I was very impressed. And I say, from my point of view, what was nice was seeing everyone gravitate to you at the end to speak to you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just seeing like you getting all that praise, I hope helps you to see yourself in a different way, or to help you to understand that you can give really good information that genuinely helps people. And people also want to know. People love practical demonstrations like that, especially at this time of year. Let's face it. My God, like, we're often shooting in caves, like there's no natural light. So knowing how to light things that are very important, like group shots, going to be looked back on for years, that become heirlooms, is really important. So you're giving information that people need to understand. And I think it was just lovely to see that that was the case, and the feedback you got instantly was nice.
Yeah.
Different from online feedback.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. And obviously those who do know more about my background, you know, I was a high school drama teacher for 9 years. You know, I do have a huge amount of experience in terms of standing up and delivering something and being entertaining. However, I've also been out of teaching just as long as I was in it. So yeah, it did feel terrifying, and I didn't necessarily bring the confidence with me that I should have had ahead of it. But yeah, I will say, as soon as I started, it came back completely.
It did, but there's a difference between, and it's like a power dynamic almost, between you being a teacher teaching younger,
yes,
not children, but like, you know, young adults. How old were they? 13, 14?
11 to 19.
Okay, so young adults who are there at school because they've got to be there.
Yeah.
And teaching those people, and you're the only one who's actually in that sort of arena who's got the experience, who is the authority figure, the only one.
Yeah.
Two, being in a room where you're full of photographers who are winning awards all over the place, who are leaders in the field, who are also fellow speakers, fellow educators, that's a different dynamic.
Oh,
that's why, like, it's great, you know, having that background is useful, but it won't help you when, from a psychological point of view, because in your head, this is not you speaking to children. You're speaking to very, very talented photographers.
Yeah, that bit was, it was very surreal to stop and just look around the room and to see the faces looking back at you that you know and that you admire, and then to actually be doing a composite group shot with Jessie and Moira LaPlante in the group shot. And I'm like, these are the king and queen of composites. They've been doing these shots for years. They have got it down to an absolute fine art. And to be honest, and I said to everyone at this point, I've only ever done 4 of them in terms of groups.
But you did one at last Saturday's wedding.
I did. Oh, it's all, yeah, it's all going on. You know, once you know the kind of techniques and how to apply it and the structure and the process, that's, yeah, once you've got the process, it was fine. And thankfully, you know, the shots that I took at 9 dots, which were done so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking seconds, not even minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. We rattled through those. But thankfully, they turned out really, really well, which is also a relief. But yeah, to be doing and presenting a type of photography and a skill that, you know, the people, they didn't invent it, but someone who's done it many more times and has taught you to then do it in front of them and other photographers that you absolutely love. It was a bit different from teaching some high school kids, but yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I survived. And I will say, as soon as I finished it, it was like, ooh, when's the next one? Where can I speak?
I was saying to a few people, we want to get you off the stage.
No, well, I hope not.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else lined up. So if anyone else knows, I'll throw it out into the universe. I would like to continue to speak and educate and have a Britney-style mic and entertain everyone with my flashing antics.
My personal highlight was just before your second talk, and obviously you know this, but I thought it was quite funny, is I was speaking to Dominic Shaw, who was part of York Place Studios, outside. We haven't seen her for quite a long time. So we were having a good chat about her book. And we'll maybe talk about that in a future episode, actually, because it's amazing. York Place Studios just released this incredible book on documentary photography. And if you're not aware of Dom and Liam, to me, that they are, I mean, I don't even know how you'd even describe how talented they are. Very, very different to what Helen and I do. Completely different genre of wedding photography. They are documentary photographers, and they shoot at like F8, F9. They're always looking at layering, storytelling, and their work belongs in a gallery. It is insanely good. We've both long been admirers of them, and I've been
so
very lucky
clever.
To have known them for years, and they're the nicest people. So I was having a bit of a catch up with Dom. I should say as well, they don't really use flash. Don't use flash. It's just not their thing. And it just so happened that I walked back into the room as you were talking about how I defy any natural light photographer to say that this shot is better than this one that's with flash. I'll fight you. And I think I've just walked in with one of the absolute best in the world, natural light, doesn't use flash photographers. And I just put my hands across Dom's ear and said, this isn't for you. We apologize. And she was laughing her head off. So that was just something that I would always remember. Just the irony of that, the timing of that. But I will say as well, Liam, of Dom's partner in photography, but also brother, came up to you afterwards. And he was, again, very different style to you, but was in awe of how well you presented and what you were delivering, and couldn't believe that that was your first time speaking at a conference.
Yeah, that was probably the highlight, if I'm honest.
I thought it was cute how you asked for a selfie with him afterwards.
Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness, it's Liam. I know I've met him briefly at another conference, but it was such a quick conversation, and you have so many of these conversations at conferences that I knew he wouldn't have remembered me or you know, have any sort of knowledge of me, really. For him to make a beeline straight afterwards and give such incredible feedback.
Actually, it's important for everyone to know. Do you remember what his feedback to you was?
Just that even though he doesn't use flash, he found it really entertaining, that he learned a lot from
it.
And yeah, just that he could not believe that I'd never ever spoken before.
But I think it was also the other thing that I remember him talking about was like just the respect that you should always have for other photographers who are doing really well, even if it's not the same style as what you do. And that was really nice because, say, myself and you shoot in a particular style, as does a lot of the Flashmasters members, our ambassadors. Obviously, we're all enjoying using off-camera for lighting. It's a big part of what we do. Whereas for other photographers, not just Dom and Liam, but others who shoot in a similar way, don't use flash as much or at all sometimes, but can still look at what you were doing and think, wow, that's really, really impressive. I take my hat off to you. And, you know, they can still learn from that. Just as we go and see Dom and Liam and like, oh my, that work that they're producing, how do you even see that?
Yeah.
How do you get that moment at that time, that composition and all that stuff? I can't shoot like that.
No,
you know,
I'd love to.
Yeah, as I would, but I just can't do it. My brain doesn't work like their brains work. And I have so much respect for them, even though I know I can't do that and I don't want to shoot that way. And that's what I think is the important lesson, like to always be respectful. There is no right or wrong. There are lots of different genres, lots of different styles, but we can all be very respectful towards each other. And that's what I took away from what you were saying to you. And I thought it was a really lovely, lovely gesture to come over.
It really, really was. And yeah, it's funny hearing you say that whilst I basically threatened to fight anyone who disagreed. The flash wasn't better than natural light. But in certain circumstances, I'm gonna die on that hill. Like, and I'm not a fighter at all. I would literally run screaming for the hills. But yeah, no, I do believe that obviously, and well, I don't need to tell people listen to a Flashmasters podcast. A high ASO or a 1.2 sort of lens isn't going to make up for bad light.
It's not for you, is it? That's the thing.
No.
Right, brilliant. Well, I would like to say well done again. You did really, really well.
Thank you. Honestly, you
exceeded anything that I thought you would be doing. I thought I knew you'd do well, but you were really, really good. And I will say, we're not going to talk about it now, but I am going to make it my mission now to make sure that you understand how much you've got to give and that you actually take that forward in terms of mentoring, your own workshop maybe.
Yeah.
Either way, going forward with your own education, because that's the next stage for you. And it was obvious how much you enjoyed it and what a buzz you got from it and how well you taught. People were loving it. And I know you've had inquiries since.
Yeah.
Where about whether you do mentoring or one-to-one sessions, whatever. So make sure, I'll say, we'll maybe catch up on this in future podcast episodes, that you do go forward with that, because I know that you'd enjoy it.
No, I will, 100%. Things will start moving. I've got irons very coolly in fires at the moment, but yeah, things will be happening and I'll push forward with that in the new year.
Good stuff. Well, as always, if you'd like to join us in the Flashmasters community, you can do so at flashmasters.co. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
And don't forget to keep flashing.